This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Farm transition planning is a big topic these days. Joining us on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, is Shana Borakov, partner and attorney and counselor at law at Borakov Osmond LLC, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal, who shares some insights when it comes to transitioning out of the farm.
You know, one, I think farmers have to realize that you are a client when you walk into someone's office. You are the one that is, you know, paying for services, and you are the boss. You know, I think that makes it a little bit easier to walk in and to know that when you're walking in, you have all the information that you need. You have a balance sheet. That's important information to know, right? That's important information that you have to share. And so it's the balance sheets, it's the financial statements that you have that you're working with your CPA with. Right. And maybe you have a bookkeeper, maybe you're, you know, a member of your family is organizing those things. So one, balance statements. Yes. The tax returns are often a good thing because it shows a little bit more about your business structure. So you don't have to be the one that's always answering questions. Questionnaire, I have found, is, I mean, an essential tool that we have that we expect our clients to complete, because if they don't, we miss these minute details that end up becoming important, right? So the lay of the land, the personal information, hugely important, takes just a few minutes to complete, but once it's done, you don't have to go back to it. What is a good outline of my assets? You know, farm and personal. Because when we talk about farm transition, you know, so much gets emphasized with the farm, and it should be, because that's what the conversation is about. But those other things like bank accounts, you know, other financial information, other, you know, help, you know, spouses. If the farmer is married, you know, what does a spouse have? Is there retirement, you know, benefits? Do they have a day-to-day job that they have a 401k? All that other personal information really goes into the analysis of what is an appropriate transition that doesn't put anyone in a bad situation.
That's attorney Shana Borakov on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. Her experiences in dealing with dairy farmers when it comes to farm transition planning.
First, I want people to be very practical about things. If I could ask my clients to do one more thing, is to actually write down what their goal is when they think about farm transition. And then I want them to truly evaluate whether that can happen. It's like, I want to get out of my farm in 5 years and I want this person to take it over. And then truly ask yourself, is that possible? And have you done enough to even make that happen? Because those can't be forced and those can't be legally arranged. Visualizing, putting the goal down and holding yourself accountable to that, and then asking you yourself, is this a hope? Is this a desire? Or is this a real goal that can be attained? And have I done enough to make sure that this goal can be attained within the time frame that I want it to be? So that's one. Two is, you know, I think a big takeaway, which I kind of underscored when I was saying it, is there is sweat equity that's not just sweat equity, right? There is lost opportunity costs when we're not doing transitions in our life. And I would say before someone just says, I can't, or I won't, whatever the reason, look at the actual tax ramifications of not transitioning during life. And if you're just trying to come up with that solution in your mind, that's not where it should be. It should actually be, you know, I kind of really want to do this, but I feel like I can't do it because of taxes. Because your advisors can work. We have so many tools there that it is sometimes just putting the number and saying, you know, this is actually the difference of the rental income versus the capital gains. You know, it's not that bad. It's like $5,000 a year. I did that the other day and they're like, oh, I'm like, yeah, it's not, why aren't you just selling it now? And they're like, yeah, why aren't we just selling it now? So don't have the tax tail wag the dog, right? But don't use these excuses as something that prohibits you from exploring the opportunities.
Again, that's Shana Borakov, who is a partner, attorney, and counselor at law at Borakov Osmond LLC, who shared on a recent PDP Dairy Signal some insights into farm transition planning. And you can hear that in its entirety for free simply by going to PDP's website at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.